We've seen how the tokens were used, and they does seem to be a rather effective way of accounting. How could this have encouraged the development of writing? Well, there are three main ways, all of which develop important cognitive changes that result in writing. First, the abstract method of counting that meant that a good or other object that needed to be counted did not need to be counted in the presence of everyone involved in a transaction. What do I mean? Imagine you have a flock of 68 sheep and 14 goats. First, you are hiring a shepherd. You need to make sure that this shepherd returns the same number of animals that he left with, or at least provides a good explanation of why. The owner counts them upon the return. Say the owner decides to send most of the flock up the river a couple of cities away. Everyone involved in this transaction would have to count the number of animals being sent along the way. If you use a token instead, tokens can present the number of sheep in the flock as a fact, and this information is transferred in an unbiased, non-verbal way. So no mixing up the numbers, oh wait, I forgot that one, how many black sheep, no. Here is the number of animals being sent. And so this idea of conveying facts in a non-verbal way may have been important in the process of creating a written language. Now that we have the idea that numbers represent facts, when these facts are represented by other objects, okay, not the sheep themselves, but by tokens, this is an exchange of information between individuals that doesn't rely on memory, everyone remembering how many sheep were being sent. And so the use of tokens indicates to us that for the first time, information is being transferred from a three-dimensional form, a concept of the sheep standing next to you, to a two-dimensional surface, especially when the tokens are stamped on the exterior of the bulla. This is the main reason that many scholars believe tokens are essential to the development of writing, the taking of abstract information from what you can physically see or count and putting that information on a two-dimensional surface. Using a symbolic writing system, such as the alphabet, usually occurs in two dimensions. And so when the Sumerians began to rely more heavily on the bulla, it's not surprising that we see two different ways of information being conveyed. The physical objects of the tokens, so there's still some reliance on a 3D object, and the two-dimensional surface of the bulla. Okay, you've got a system of backups. Soon after the bulla appear, numerical tablets emerge as the next stage in developing writing and accounting systems. Numerical tablets are clay. They're a few inches long, and they have signs impressed on them. These signs usually look like tokens, so it's not very far from what we've just seen. As I've said, the token system was pretty effective for several thousand years, and it allowed information to be exchanged between regions, between individuals. There are other artifacts that play a role in the development of writing. They don't have a specific numerical aspect, but they do identify a specific authority. So we've talked about tokens as displaying numbers. Writing has other necessary elements, and one of those is a system of authority. In Mesopotamia, seals, usually small pyramidal or cylindrical stones that have an engraved design, were used widely to indicate an individual's authority.